Hey y'all, you're listening to the Unraveled Podcast. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Marie.
And we're on episode 16. we've had quite a few people give us ideas and hear, you know, let us know what they want to hear, what they want us to talk about, get our inputs on it. We're loving the submissions and the idea suggestions.
So keep that going.
Yes. It's Sunday. How was your week?
Ugh. It was okay. Could be better.
Right? We're going to make it work.
Yeah.
Well, somebody suggested that we talk about triangle love.
Oh, damn. Have you ever been to that?
Do you know the definition? Like, what does that mean to you?
I'm assuming this is, like, when you are between, like, two people.
Okay.
And you, like... I've never been in this situation.
In between two people? Like, you're doing things with both people? Yeah. Or, like, you're in, like, a relationship
with just... It could be within, like, loving or liking two people.
Okay.
Or actually having a relationship with two people.
Do you think that all three people know? Like, do all three people in this triangle, like, do
they know? In the real world, not really.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay, to keep it 100.
To keep it 100, no. But there are some relationships where it's fine. And people talk about it, and they're okay with the, you know, the triangle love.
Did you ever watch that show, Mistresses?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
There was a character, she was, like, the doctor, and she had this thing for this guy and his married, like, and his wife.
Damn.
And they had her, like, as a girlfriend, and I'm just, that's a really hard pill to swallow. Like, I think that it sounds good, like, when you talk about it, and, like, you're in the conversation.
I've had to live that life. And it's scary, like, you're opening that door for your man to be like, oh, I kind of like this. Or the girl, and be like, I kind of like
her more. Oh, that too.
Like, you, usually as a girl, we think, oh, he's going to leave me. But you never know, like, what if you like it?
Damn, that's a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes when you open that door, it's really hard to close it when you want to close it. Yeah. How do you think
you could close a door like that? Like, let's say you've been doing it for a while. I feel
like it's something that, like, the guy also has to be 100% ready to close. Because then I think what ends up happening is you have this open door, you're both used to it. Mm. And what happens when he doesn't, like, he's like, no, I'm used to this life. Like, I want to bring another bitch in here. Like, you know?
I don't know. I've had these conversations, and I've always said, like, I need to be in contact with the person.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so opposite. I feel like if I were to ever have some type of anything go down like that, it has to be with somebody who I don't know, who my man will, like, never see again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that we both don't really know. Like, I wouldn't bring in a friend or anything like that. But that I communicate with that person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my man to do that, because then you're opening another can of worms. And also, I think I would do it, like, on an island, because there's no way that you're going to be able to communicate with that person again.
So true.
Like, you're just gonna be there, you go to a club, you find
do what you gotta do, and then you go, like, you never have to worry about that again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amen. What do you think about, like, the whole, like, how Tristan did Kylie type shit?
You see, I've been seeing that. One, I believe this is actually for Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 16, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's 100% true. Also, I don't know, it's like, do I really want to believe that he just kissed her?
No, but did you see, like, the red table talk where she was like, yeah, I was dangling my legs over his lap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, girl, you're giving him a reason to kiss you. But the fact that he's, like, seven feet tall.
It was not that easy.
Yeah, exactly. He's seven feet tall, or I don't know, but he's super tall. And she's, like, 5-something. You know he's going to come down and give you a kiss.
For sure.
It wasn't, like, it was right there.
No, that's not how it was.
So, I don't know. It's a lot of things that I don't know.
But I don't think Jordan ruined that relationship.
No, for sure.
No.
For sure.
He's been trifling.
And like I told you, that for Valentine's Day, he was at a singles party.
Yeah.
So it's like little things like that. Also, the fact that they're saying Kylie is the only one that's still following Jordan.
Yeah.
So it's like they still want to kind of keep that communication.
That's her best friend, though.
I don't know. What would you do in that situation?
If I was Chloe?
Mm, I mean, no. Oh. If you were
Jordan? That's two different things.
No. I wanted to ask you if you were...
Kylie.
Because I feel like Chloe knows that he's a cheater. But
family is family.
Okay. Now, if you're in Chloe's situation. Now,
Chloe had a baby with Tristan. Like, let's be real. At the end of the day, Tristan's always going to be in her life. No, for it's, sure. like, really easy for people to be like, oh, that nigga cheated on me. I would never talk to him again. But when you're in that situation, you're like, but no, I really love that person. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's days where you're put in that situation, you're like, damn, they cheat on me, but I love them. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to have some kind of hope and belief that this would still work out. You know, so she probably, yeah, probably. Yeah. But it's a different story.
It is. It's a different story because there's a kid.
I feel like there's a lot of things that people say are, like, very cliche. And they're like, oh, I would never be with somebody if they did this or that. But if you're not in that situation, it's really hard to say what you would and wouldn't put up with.
Right. But, like, oh, there was this.
That's, like, rules in the relationship. How we were talking about, like, having rules. Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like in your relationship you would have to establish rules?
Actually, matter of fact.
From day one. Well, besides fucking Christian Grey shit, like.
Matter of fact, I was talking to him, and we were talking about when he goes on a trip. Mm-hmm. And we, like, kind of came up with some rules. And I don't agree with some, and he doesn't agree with some that I told him. But I told him, like, this is what we decided on.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, he told me, if you think that the club, you know, the club closes at 3, like, I don't want you out till 3.
Okay.
And I was like,
he doesn't want you in the club until it closes.
And I was like, I get that, but if I'm with a group of friends, and I'm not gonna go on an Uber by myself at 1, 2 in the morning. So if all my friends want to stay behind, I kind of have to stay behind too.
I think that also kind of takes you back to what, like, what you're doing. I mean, you have people, we don't leave the house until midnight sometimes. Exactly. You know, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you're getting somewhere. Now, do I feel like sometimes when you're out that late, you're put in, you know, situations that maybe you can avoid being in? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, I don't think it's something that you should be like, you need to have a bedtime. Like, at the end of the day, you're not his mom, you're his girl.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the role you gotta play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I don't understand why. He was like, because you're a girl and something can happen.
No, like, that's not, you know, that's not something
to think about. I don't think that's right. So I told him, I was like, all right, so when you go on your guys' trip, I don't want you buying drinks for a girl. He got mad.
Wait, is that something to feel like you'd be mad about?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, is that, why isn't it a thought? Like, your man shouldn't be buying another girl a drink.
Period. Yeah, but he said, he's like, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'm like, so?
What does that mean?
Exactly. That means it's like, okay. It didn't make sense to me.
I don't know. I don't
think. It didn't make sense to me, the fact that he thought it was okay to buy another girl a drink. And he was he did say, like, oh, that's how my friends are, and we're in that atmosphere.
Okay, is it, like, a situation where there's a group of guys, they're out,
That's what we were talking about.
And they're like, okay, well, we're gonna buy.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't think there's anything, like, terribly wrong with that. And I can tell you why. Okay, listen. I have a very, because you know how it is. You go out with your group of friends, and, you know, sometimes you go out and you meet people and you kind of have that hangout situation, but it's innocent. Like, you know, you're never going to talk to them again. You're not exchanging Instagrams. You're not doing anything. Look, very valid. I remember maybe, I don't know, a few years ago, I went on a trip with 10 of my friends. Mm-hmm. So we had like 4 cabins. We met this group of people who came from Connecticut, and literally, we did not pay for not one drink on that trip.
Oh, wow.
But none of my friends did anything with that group of guys. Mm. But it was genuinely like, these girls are fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's hang out with them. Yeah. Like, when you're a sociable group, I think that that's what happens. Yeah. But not necessarily because you think you're going to do something.
Yeah.
Or I don't think that it's always like, I'm going to buy you this drink, but give me them panties. Like, that's not it.
I don't know. It's just like, it's scary. Because some girls can take it as, oh, he bought me a drink. He wants something.
No.
And then there are those, because I've gotten drinks from guys and I haven't, you know, slept with them. And I've just kind of been like, bye. And just like, leave. Yeah. Like that guy at Iwana's. Like, he just kept buying drinks.
And even when we said no.
Yeah.
But he didn't want anything from
it. Exactly. But it's just, I don't know, it's a scary thought. And then I also told him, like, Because he was like, okay, let's say we're staying at a hotel or Airbnb. I was like, well, you can't invite no girl. Like, even if your friends do it, like...
Back to the house.
Yeah. Even if you're not going to do anything.
That I wouldn't be cool with.
Yeah, I was like, even if everyone's buying... Like, there's no reason for you to bring a girl back. Yeah, I was like, even if everyone's bringing another girl, because you guys are going to have a beer pong night or whatever, like, the fact that you're inviting another girl, that means you're chilling with that girl.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. No. And he was like, okay. So we... This was actually yesterday. Like, we were coming up
with all these rules. That was a conversation yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think about rules with, like, other parts, though? Like, you know, when you're not on trips. Because, I mean, I feel like every relationship has to have rules. And to the point where you don't know, like, you're not going to be together all day, every day. Because it's not healthy. Right. You're always going to have that time where you go out with your girls. Your man's going to have that time where he goes out with his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It's natural. And it's healthy to have your own separate lives,
right?
Along with being together.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, like, you go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go out, we're like with all the girls or whatever, we end up at Piquete, we end up at Iguanas, whatever it is, we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody does anything that's gonna hinder a relationship they have.
Right.
You know, it kind of just...
And for the most part, we're all, like, in a relationship.
Always with each other, yeah.
And we're with each other, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like we leave somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that alone. But do you guys have rules when it comes to, like, how you live your day-to-day?
Yeah. Like, he wants to know, like, when I'm off work... Like,
do you call him, like, as soon as you get off?
No. I just text him. I'm like, hey, I'm off.
Do you, like, talk throughout the day?
No.
Kind of like when you get off?
Yeah. Like, it just depends on my day. Yeah. If, like, I'm super busy, then, you know, I'll text him here and there. But it's not, like, a crazy conversation. And him, too, like, because he's working.
Yeah.
But I've, from the beginning, I tried to not get him into that routine of, like, oh, I'm going to be texting you all the time. Because I'm always busy. Or, like, I just forget about my phone.
Do you think... Have we spoken about the whole Greek thing in relationships before?
No.
Like, do you feel that people who aren't Greek always, like, understand your lifestyle?
No.
I don't either.
And the fact that he tried to label me as, like, what were you doing in your college, you know, years? And I'm like, not every org is like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
you know, it's funny, like, I met somebody and they were like, I've never known a sorority girl before. And I was like, word?
What?
Yeah. Oh, and wow. I was like, whoa, well, that's not good. Yeah, and that kind of stuff, like, doesn't work because they don't understand you. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're like, oh, yeah, I got stuff to do, I'm gonna be pretty busy tonight, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, you have things to get done and you have business, and they don't understand your business mentality or that aspect of it.
Right.
When people see, oh, you're a part of an organization, what do they think? They that think you're that party bitch out here. Yeah. And that's not even it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's not even it.
Mm-mm.
You can be up late night, up early morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing presentations.
And you can literally be with your sisters and you're just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not...
How late could we sit around and, like...
Exactly.
Drink wine and just talk.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, it's not, like... You shouldn't label every sorority person or
the
every fraternity
same.
Guy the same. Because...
However, like, if you're digging somebody who's, like, MPHC or something, they understand what you're doing. Like, they understand that lifestyle. They know...
Yeah.
They know what the deal is. Like, they know you're not out in these streets. They know, like, if you're out, you're probably doing something productive.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think a lot
and
of people,
like,
understand.
I think when both are part of it, you don't have to explain too much.
No. You just say, listen, I'm going
to
be out here, and they already know.
They're like, oh, that time? Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. You don't
and
have
you
to
don't
explain.
You don't have to give information.
You talk
nothing.
To a GDI, and it's like, well, so I'll text you later. You know, and it sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day,
but, you know,
like,
it hasn't been a crazy
people,
issue.
But I feel like a lot of people, when they start dating GDIs, they kind of, like, step back from that Greek world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know? But that's true. That's cool. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like today it's more like serious topics, like shit you've seen. What do you think about when people break up and they keep a? Do you, oh, here you go. Do you find somebody's bio to be expressive of real time shit? Like if somebody has something in their bio and it's been there for a long time or whatever the case may be. Even after they break up, they might not even want to have everybody know or whatever the case may be. Uh-huh. Do you think people keep their bios up to date?
I don't think so. Especially a guy.
Because they'll leave that shit up for a long time, right?
Yeah, they'll leave it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or like they ignore the question when you ask it.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. It's like, you know, I just asked you
that. I just asked you that question and you didn't.
You know what I hate?
You answered everything else.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I do hate this a lot when you have pictures with your exes still on social media.
Well, depends how old, like how long. No, I'm they?
Like, I don't care. Even
if you go back and you delete like all your exes and shit off of things.
I'm really Facebook. I still have like one of my exes. I just looked at that picture, but I don't really get on Facebook, and I'm talking about 2013.
You okay, know? Well, yes.
But still,
Facebook,
like...
Facebook, I don't delete. Like, I feel like, for what? Like, I never even go on Facebook.
But then again, I have never been a person to, like, just
put someone out there. But I don't post a lot on my Instagram.
But the fact that, like, you have exes, like, I'm talking about 2-3.
Well, no, when people have, like, different people on their pages all the time, yeah, that I just don't take serious. But I mean,
you have, like, 2-3, and I get it. For
years and don't put them on my social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, like, real life shit. Like... You know, my Facebook, I know, like, the other day, I had, like, a, you know, like, on this day, and I was like, oh, Lord, why is this picture still up here?
But it was a post. I was like.
Yeah, I think it was, like, something I saw, like, a post came up, and it was, like, a picture from, like, my 22nd birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Lord, have mercy. Like, here I am at the club. Like, but during that time, the person I was dating, we were always at the club. Okay. So a lot of, like, my clubbing pictures and, like, during those years, they would all pop up. And I'm like, what in the world?
I just looked on Facebook. I guess it was yesterday. It was one, and it was like, oh, I love you. And this
please. And then you remember life, and you're like,
And then I'm like, oh, God.
Do you ever see, like, some of your statuses, and you're like, what was I going through during that time? Like,
But no, it was that someone posted on my story, or on my, what is it called? On my page?
The guy hanging from the tree looking for... Nicole! Oh, man. That is not life right now. You know, I've seen, like old statuses that come up on my feed or whatever, and I'm just like, what was I going through? Or like, you know when you're young and you do dumb shit, like you're trying to like put subliminals up and shit, like I used to be like, you're just mad, like literally I've always been this crazy bitch, like like growing up, like now I look back and I'm like, what was I thinking back in those days? Like, why would I post that? Like, you know, or like whole ass like, you're gonna regret this. What? Like, I could never. Like,
my goodness.
I feel like nowadays, like, the less you post, the, you know, like, just for what?
Yeah.
Like, why post dumb shit? For what? You know?
No, just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's just crazy as hell. What was, hold on. What were those questions that came in?
Okay, so someone asked, like, what our thoughts are on this. When you love something, you don't threaten it.
Oof. Do you mean, like, threaten it as in, do this and we're never going to be together?
I guess.
Like, that kind of threat?
Yeah.
Ooh, who hurt you?
I know. Yeah, it was, when you love something, you don't threaten it. I think it's that, and then also you don't do things
that's gonna threaten it.
Exactly. You
that's deep.
Like, the actions speak louder than words.
I totally feel actions speak louder than words. I also think that it just depends on, like, the situation you're in. It's like, if you are sitting there, let's say like you meet somebody or whatever, and you decide, well, I'm gonna make this work with this person, blah blah blah. And then you finally get to that situation. Mm-hmm. And once you have something and you've been, like, wanting this or whatever, that falls into why would you ever do something to, mm-hmm. like, kind of, like, ruin that.
Right.
You know, like, or, like, even it could be anything in life. Like, you get a job and you work hard for this job. Once you get that dream job, yeah. why would you do anything to tarnish that?
Right. That's true.
Yeah. I think, like, that's anything in life. Mm-hmm. So, no. I mean, it shouldn't be a threat. It's a warning.
It's a warning. All right, Cardi.
Well, there was another one that was like, do you believe in destiny and being destined for someone?
Oh, damn. Yes.
Is that kind of how when we were talking about, well, no, the twin flames don't end up together.
No, they do.
They do?
They leave each other and they come back.
I thought they don't end up together.
No, they do. That was your half soul. That was your missing piece.
Did we discuss this in detail?
Yeah, with
Rose. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, for the twin flame, so then that can't be, is that the person you're destined for?
Yeah.
I thought you don't end up together. You guys were having that whole conversation and I was like,
no, that's your soulmate.
No, I thought it was different. I thought it was like you could have a soulmate, but you can also have a twin flame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So your soulmate, you're not going to end up with them. Because that's just your soulmate.
Yeah.
Your twin flame, that's your other half.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah, because soulmates, you can have more than one.
All right.
And it could be, like, an actual relationship, or mm-hmm. it could be, like, a friendship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. Ooh, do you think that it's easy to just sleep with somebody you met off of, like, social media or like a dating app?
Bitch.
Wait. That was a fucking question.
Well, then.
No. No, like, this is, like,
no.
In life.
Just out of nowhere?
Like, I don't know.
Or, but you get to meet them and get to know them.
This is no jabbing to our friends who meet people and do this all the time. But, like, do you feel that you could ever be, like, a serial dater like that?
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing?
I can't get on, like, Tinder and... Actually, I only
try Tinder. And take somebody for real serious?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, basketball, it was through Tinder.
And look how that ended.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree. 100%. So, and then I think also, it's weird. I could think it's weird. And when people, like...
The 9 p.m. guy.
Oh,
he would always text me after 9 p.m. and he was from Tinder.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like they come with this mentality, like, you just want to fuck. Yeah. And they don't want to get to know you. Now, this guy...
But do you think that they just get that mentality because it is on Tinder? Like, yeah, because they're on Tinder, they're like, I'm on Tinder because I'm trying to beat. Like,
yeah.
See, that's and the I shit that like turns maybe, you off as a woman because you're like...
No, but you know what? That's because you're not part of it. I would say, like, maybe 80 to 85%, excuse me, of women on Tinder go with that mentality.
BTF?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, so this reminds me of the
culture.
Well, we of have these a friend.
Things.
We have a friend who like she has like an app and it's specifically for that and mm-hmm. it's wild. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? You don't remember when we were at the Airbnb? And no. we had that discussion. She said she had an app that it was
yes. Yeah.
That's wild. Like, that's too scary.
That's another level. You're risking everything.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going for that.
Yeah, but you're about to risk it all. Like, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you start thinking, and, like, you can't just be like, hey, DTF, like, that doesn't work that way. What if they come with something? What if they show up and they have herpes? I guess even kissing people. You kiss somebody in the club and you have no idea what type of herpes they have. That's disgusting.
I wonder if that app, you mm-hmm. have to upload your results. Like, you have to go get checked every 3 months.
Oh.
Because you're definitely putting yourself out
there.
That's
gross.
I mean, yeah. You know, if you're a part of that lifestyle, kudos to you. That's mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah. Now, speaking of, like, people kissing at the club, that. Like, that guy at Iguanas, he wouldn't stop. He wanted me to kiss him.
He kissed you?
No, he wanted to. Ew. He was, like, trying to kiss me, like, right here. And I was like, what are you doing? It was so annoying.
No, that's weird. No. Like, I think that guys who do shit like that are just super fresh. Yeah. Like, sir, you really thought in every mm-hmm. ounce of you.
That I was going to be okay with it.
No, that's too... Kissing to me is too intimate.
It is. I just can't kiss anyone.
See, I find kissing more intimate than having sex.
Really?
Have we had this talk?
Yeah, you have. You've mentioned it.
I think so. I totally 110% feel...
That's true.
...that kissing is more intimate.
Because you can have sex with anyone and not kiss them.
And not kiss them. That's true. Like, you could honestly have, like, sex with somebody and it... just yeah. be that.
Yeah.
But when you kiss somebody, that's more intimate as fuck. Of yeah. course. You're like putting your saliva. Like you're swapping saliva. That's yeah. intimate as hell.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when somebody gives you head and then you kiss them afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you don't just do that with anybody.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like, right?
No. I don't. Like, and I have to like you to really do that.
Yeah. But would you like... Would you have sex with somebody, ride them, and then give them head?
Yeah, I always do that.
Okay.
Like, halfways.
You know...
Like, I'll ride them for, like, 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, and then get off. I, like,
met somebody one time who was, like...
Who you was do
like,
that?
Oh, my God. No. No, they were, like, telling me that they... Like, I forgot where I was, but I met somebody, and they were telling me, like, their girl did that for the first time, and he was, like, whoa. It was, like, one of... You know, when you're, like, in a group situation, and, like, the group's talking mm-hmm. and whatever... And you're literally just there because the whole group is there.
Yeah.
So they were having that conversation. And then the guy was like, yeah, my girl did that for the first time. And I was amazed. And I was like, sir, how old are you? You're like 30. What do you mean? Oh, my God. Like, that's like vanilla shit to you, yeah, right?
It is.
Okay. I find that to be like vanilla. No,
that's
as
like
fuck.
The norm.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, how is this like wrong? I don't know. Have you ever gotten, like, a...
But don't you
like,
hate...
Like, an odd request? Like, take a picture like this, or take a video like this, or...
Yes. But I think, like, the oddest was, like, taste yourself after, like...
That's... Not, see, but, like...
No, but, like, after he, like, came and sent me.
Imagine...
Like, in front of him.
Imagine, like, send me a video of you giving your toy head, like... What do you mean? That's like kind of weird, sir. You
I don't
know?
Think I'm there yet.
Right? That's how I feel. Like, yeah. That's, or you know what else I don't find attractive? When guys send you dick pics and it's like they're teabagging the phone or something. Like, gross. Who does that? Like, that's much.
And if you have ugly ass toes, don't send your toes.
Yuck!
Don't send your toes.
No. Guys especially.
Yeah.
But why are guys sending you toe pictures, girl?
They don't... I guess they don't realize, like...
What are you into?
They don't realize that their toes are ugly. God.
I mean...
It's so dumb.
You've never given your man a pedicure?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No.
But didn't you live with your man for a while?
Yeah.
And you never gave them, like, a pedicure?
Mm-mm.
Girl... Mm-mm. I believe in all of that stuff. I really feel like, especially when you live with your man, never, you take care of your man. Like,
but they were never into that.
You gotta do like massages. And,
no,
like,
yeah, that's fine.
I don't care if the guy's into it. No. If we're sleeping in the same bed together, no, you can't have like nasty SV.
Yeah, no.
Not when I like get mm-hmm. very scheduled pedicure.
No, especially like also people that won't put on lotion. I can't with that.
Like, ashy all the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can't with that.
But, you know, see, like, that's funny because, like, my ex and I, like, growing up, we both had eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember being young as fuck, like, let me get some of your medicine. And we would be, like, sharing medicine and shit. And like, that was life, like... You know, like we were, meanwhile, we were like both over here looking crazy as fuck with eczema.
You guys were taking care of each other.
I know, like, yo, let me get some of your medicine. And then I would have like a plastic wrap thing full of medicine and shit.
Sharing.
Yeah, let me get some of your medicine. That was totally it back then.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know. That's funny. That's
totally life. But I don't know. Do you have any other questions?
No. Did that was we? It.
That was the last question?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So what have we learned today? Oh, shit. Well, we're going to a few shows, like a few podcasts coming up. Did you see the Joe Budden podcast is coming?
Yes,
I want to go see that one, too.
Yeah.
And we're doing Horrible Decisions. Yep. We're doing Niggas with Opinions. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I like seeing other people's podcasts. And Yeah. So the next one we have coming up is Horrible Decisions.
Is that one first?
That one's in March, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
It's in April.
So the NWO is the one that's April.
Are they both in April?
I think they might both be in April, no?
Wait, are they the same day?
No, they can't be the same day.
Okay, because I
think... They can't be.
I think Horrible Decisions is April 13th.
Ooh, that means they're like a week apart.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about that.
Oh, no, April 27th.
Okay.
When that's is the week NWO? After Easter.
NWO is April 6th.
Oh, okay.
How perfect. Exciting. Damn, I said that I was going to submit questions. I was like, I'm going to submit Ask a Real Nigga questions.
Surprisingly, no one's doing it on 420. I know Horrible
Holy
Decisions was trying.
Moly.
That was the first date that they had said.
Mm-hmm.
But the... Excuse me, they didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We got things coming up.
Let us know if you guys are
Yes. Coming. So, pretty much, if you guys have any questions, ideas, we really, really, really enjoy touching base on shit that, like, we get to kind of bounce ideas off with our listeners and our followers on IG and stuff. Yeah. I love it. That shit's popping. Yes.
Yes.
Or, like, when our friends are like, oh, my God, I'm going through this. Talk about
talk
this.
Talk about it on your podcast.
Yeah, talk about it on your podcast. Like, I really like that guy who was like, oh, I'm. How do you tell them that I don't want to be with them? Shit was great. That you guys, was. You give us life. Yes. Give us these topics. I'm glad we were able to talk about this triangle love.
Yeah.
I really hope that a lot of people don't have to go through that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a confusing ass state of mind,
it
you
is.
Know? And for your mental health, I feel like sometimes it's really hard to agree to do things or, you know, set boundaries. Because then when you're going through it, you're like, holy shit, I agreed to this.
Right. Right.
So I definitely think it's something that people should always, like, talk about and stuff.
No, it's true. Keep that communication open.
Absolutely. Always keep the communication
going. And make
sure
that everyone's okay with it.
Absolutely.
If you really want this to work, all three of you have to agree with it.
Absolutely. And that's, like, a triangle that you gotta really figure out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, y'all, hit us up. Give us ideas, questions, comments, concern. That's Nat Marie. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.